$1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%. We're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers. The hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, hunt, and play. The ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility. The Polaris factory authorized clearance event. Hurry into Ball Equipment in Sandusky or Richmond, your authorized Polaris dealer. Offer ends September 30th while supplies last. Rebates vary by model, financing and rates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
It's always a good time. It's always a good time. We don't even have to try. It's always a good time.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports. Final score, Lakers 24-14. Dave, why don't you tell us how we got to this?
Well, Clark, we'll start with the quarterback keeper from the quarterback post. He punched it in from the one. The two-point run by Diaz was no good. 6-0 Lakers, and that was at the 3:37 mark in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, a pitch to Dustin Cady, and he turned around and threw it down the field, 24-yard touchdown pass to Bowles from the running back Cady. Two-point conversion was a pass play that fell incomplete, 12-0 Lakers. After a Cassidy drive that stalled, Lakers got it back. Diaz had a 13-yard touchdown run. He broke a tackle at the 3-yard line and dove across the pylon in the corner of the end zone. The two-point conversion had a penalty on the play. They had to back up, try it from a little further out. That was an incomplete pass, 18-0 Lakers. And after a turnover, Lakers got the ball back very quickly, a minute and 15 seconds later. Terrence Dubes scampered in from 14 yards. The two-point conversion to Shemka. The run play was no good, 24-0 Lakers. The run would stop there eventually with 5:18 to go in the fourth. Cassidy would get on the board, a 4-yard touchdown run by Dickinson. A late hit penalty by Lakers helped move them into the red zone. Eventually Dickinson punched it in. The two-point pass play to Moore fell incomplete, 24-6 Cassidy. After a Lakers drive stalled with 54 seconds left, Braden Perzanowski punched it in from 6 yards. He drug a defender into the end zone, and the two-point conversion pass, to Watson Moore was caught by a one-handed catch. The two-point conversion was good. That would be our final, 24-14. Lakers win at home and move on to 2-0.
An impressive win indeed by the Lakers there, going out 24-0 over a very strong Cassidy team. But really, when it came down to it, the trenches went the Laker way.
And absolutely. You look at this game very quickly. It didn't take long to find out. Even though at the half the score was 0-0, the yardage total was much higher for Lakers, and you could see their offensive line winning the battle, getting a touch lower, and their size, they seemed to be a little bit bigger. Cassidy just had no answer. Dakota Hartle really never got anything going. Perzanowski really got nothing going. We expected big games from them. Cuthrell was a quick sign of life, had a couple nice long gains before he left the game with a minor injury, we hope. And Perzanowski eventually punched one in the end zone in the fourth quarter, but that was about it for the Cassidy offense.
Going through by the offensive stats first here for Lakers, they had 330 yards in offense between the rushing and passing of effort. Cassidy had 167, all coming from their rushing game. Throwing the special teams for the all-purpose yards, it was 341 yards for Lakers and 281 That's not the right math. We'll figure that out in a second. Actually, we'll figure that out. As far as individual stats go for Lakers, Dustin Katy, number 4, 9 carries for 63 yards. Mauricio Diaz, number 20, 18 carries for 97 yards, just under that century mark. Terrence Dubes, number 21, 7 carries for 66 yards, also a touchdown. Brady Post for the 1 yard score for the on the keeper on the first score of the night. He had 5 carries for negative 3 yards. And then Shemka was 4 carries for 12 yards. Dustin Katy brought in, actually threw a touchdown pass for 30 yards. He was 1 for 1, as well as Brady Post was 5 for 7 for 65 yards. Impressive passing game here for Lakers.
Yeah, and it wasn't that many, and most teams don't need to pass the ball that many times, but combined, 6 for 8 on the night, pretty good percentage, no turnovers there through the air, and that definitely helped keep Cass City thinking pass and leaving the run a little more open.
As far as reception, as far as receptions goes for Bowles, brought in 2 for a touchdown as well for 43 yards. We had Kaczynski with a drop pass. Dubes for 2 catches off of 2 attempts for 29 yards. And Dustin Katy, 2 for 3 for 23 yards. Special teams, Kaczynski returned 1 for 2. Dustin Katy had 2 for 9 yards. We had one unknown because of the effort of the game. And then McCabe actually brought one in for no yards as well. Penalties, we had 4 of them for Lakers. And we actually don't have any numbers for that as well. They're all kind of in a huddle. As far as the offensive goes, effort for Cass City, really a two-horse work effort for Cass City between Braden Perzanowski, number 26, 15 carries for 54 yards and a score, as well as Drew Field, 15 carries for 70 yards. Hartle was sacked 1 for negative 10 yards. Dickinson, 2 carries for 7 yards and a touchdown, as well as Cuthrell, who actually went out with an injury, 6 carries for 46 yards. Impressive effort by really everyone for this Cass City offense.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, the guy with the best average there was Cuthrell, and he left the game early. 6 carries, 46 yards. That's a pretty good average per carry. They definitely missed him down the stretch.
As far as passing goes, Hartle tried 1 pass, went incomplete for Watson Moore in the general game, although he did have a very impressive 2-point conversion.
I'm just going to say both 2-point conversions were passing efforts by Hartle. I know that doesn't go into the stat books, but both 2-point conversion passes were attempts on play-action rollouts, and both passes went to Moore. One was a little too high, and the second one, Moore, made a heck of a catch on.
And actually, our numbers were right on the offensive overall all-purpose yards, as Cass City had some massive returns on special teams, primarily Drew Field. 3 returns for 65 yards, Dickinson 1 for 20, Rasmussen 1 for 15 yards, and Perzanowski 1 for 14 yards. And as far as penalties goes, they were fairly clean, 2 penalties for only 10 yards.
Yeah, and both of those 2 penalties came on encroachment. When Lakers, when they pulled that stunt where they all lined up and then hitched down to the ground at the same time, Cass City bit twice on that. That was their only 2 penalties of the game.
As we go full screen here for Lakers on defense first here, they had 34 tackles, 4 of them which were for a loss for a total of 10 yards. They had 1 penalty on defense for 15 yards. That was a late hit. And they had 1 sack for 10 yards, 2 recovered fumbles. That is the stat of the game, Dave. That was really the game changer.
Absolutely, the 2 turnovers that led to Lakers just taking all momentum. And they scored on those drives also, which makes a big – well, scored on 1 of the 2 of them, I should say. It makes a big difference.
For Lakers, Bowles had 3 tackles, Shemka with 1, Dustin Katy with 3 tackles, Schooley with 2 tackles, Mauricio Diaz, 4 tackles. Dubes, 5 tackles. Kaczynski with 4 tackles, doing a lot of effort in the trenches. Smith with 4 tackles, number 55. Number 60, Austin McCabe, leaving all tacklers with 7 tackles on the night, and we had 1 unknown tackler. Tackles for loss went to Dustin Katy for negative 2 yards on 1 tackle. Smith had 2 tackles for loss for negative 4.